Right after the end of the game, we caught up with NPR's Rob Gifford in Rome.
I'm standing in the shadow of the Colosseum, the great Roman amphitheater in the center of Rome. And it feels like the whole of Rome is here with me. There's a sea of red and white and green flags, and they've been watching their modern-day gladiators fighting it out with the French in the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. And Italy won on penalties. It was one each at the end of normal time. And Italy came through, so the crowd has just gone absolutely crazy all around me. And I think the Italian captain, Fabio Cannavaro, is about to lift the World Cup on the huge screen that they put up here just below the Roman Colosseum.
Rob, as the game went into overtime and then the shootout, were the fans you were with getting a little worried?
Yes, it was a penalty shootout, and it was just nail-biting stuff. There were three or four guys next to me who couldn't even watch. They were just turning the other way. And everybody was thinking, lots of people thought that Italy were going to lose, actually. But just before the end, the French captain got sent off. Zinedine Zidane, the French hero, who'd come out of retirement to play in this tournament, he got sent off, and I think the psychological boost to the Italians of being one man up maybe just pushed them through the penalties.
Italian soccer has been engulfed in some kind of scandal lately involving game fixing. This probably puts that scandal on the back burner, I would think.
Absolutely. For the last few months, Italian soccer has been engulfed in this scandal. Game-fixing scandal with referees and officials, senior executives of the big teams, AC Milan and Juventus involved. Everyone was very downbeat before the game, and the whole feeling towards Italian soccer. And the soccer team was very negative. And one guy just said to me he felt as though soccer had been reclaimed for the people with this victory, reclaimed from the corruption scandal. And, of course, soccer is religion here in Italy, and there is nothing that will make the Italian people happier than this, and nothing that will unite the country and make them forget about everything, basically. And I think we're in for a long night of partying. And, okay, he's just about to lift the World Cup, so if you can hold on for 1 second. And now the Italian team have gathered on the stage right as I'm speaking to you, and the head of the World Cup Association, I think, yes, he's about to present the World Cup. He's handed it over. You can probably hear the Fabio Cannavaro, the Italian captain, who's playing his 100th game for Italy in this World Cup final. And I'm having to dodge the beer and the water that's being splashed and sprayed up into the air as he lifts the World Cup, the great prize of world soccer, and kisses it and passes it on to his teammates. Italy are the World Cup champions 2006.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Rome. Thanks so much, Rob. Have a great time tonight.
Thanks. I think I'm going to be jumping into the Trevi Fountain with these guys. Talk to you later.
You can test your knowledge of soccer trivia with an online quiz. There's that and more at our website, npr.org.